listen to your customers, video for onboarding content and evergreen content, and GIFs for more advanced content, text-based content, or harder, more advanced concepts.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are and wherever you're watching from. My name is Matt Pierce. Today, we are going to be talking about this journey that customers go on from start to finish, onboarding to certification and the use of GIFs and videos. And I've got a great guest here to talk with us today. So let's go ahead and introduce Greg. Greg Mead, man, he is doing so many things. He's a father of two girls. The second one's is on the way or is here. It should be. We'll see. We'll talk to him about that. He's a senior instructional designer at ClickUp. He's passionate about learning and developing delightful learning experiences for his audience, especially at scale. And he's gained a ton of knowledge on his journey in his career and has brought him to where he is today. So we're so excited to be able to talk with Greg today. Please help me welcome Greg Mead to the Visual Lounge.
Hey, Matt. Thank you.
You know, I realized when I went through the bio that it's probably timing wise, I guess you have probably child number two is here.
Yeah, I am on paternity leave right now. My daughter Ashley was born on November 11th.
Oh, congratulations. And thank you for taking time to meet with me of all people in your time off. So we'll go through this. Greg, as we always like to start, we always like to kind of get practical first. So is there a tip that you could give our audience that would help them improve using GIFs and video in their work? What would you say to them?
I would say you always have to really start somewhere. So go ahead and give it a shot. See how things work. And if it doesn't work, you can always try to improve it and try to make it look smooth and, you know, and try to make it go from the eye of the learner and of the person who's consuming your content. What would they like to see? What would be good for them? You know, quick movements, probably not so much. You know, slow, nice, consistent, concise, and easy to follow movements are probably most, you know, most accepted and really positively viewed.
You know, it's interesting to say that because I refer to this study a lot, but at TechSmith, we did a study about why people, basically their preferences about viewing video. And that was one of the big things. So I love that tip. Don't think about yourself. Think about what they want. And what they want is to be able to do something. They want to follow along. And while Zippy is good, but sometimes bring it back. And that was the number one reason like people kept watching because it was easy to follow along. So it's just so important. Good audio in that. And you got a winning combination, I think.
Yeah. One of the things that we've seen, we get these surveys on ClickUp University all the time, and everybody says how easy it is to follow, how clear the images and the video are, and you know how much of a delight it was. So it's really fulfilling to see that when, you know, because we have such a massive scale of learners every single month, it's just really cool to be able to get that validation through all these surveys that you see.
Yeah, especially when you're learning software tools. And if you're like, oh, I don't know where to start, it's easy to get frustrated. I've been on that path before with tools. And it's like, man, I'm just not going to keep using it. I'm done. Right. And that's obviously a key. Greg, yeah. Let me ask you this, because we want to talk about GIFs and we want to talk about videos. And I know you've been doing a lot, as you mentioned, ClickUp University. We've talked multiple times kind of offline about some of the things that you're doing at a high level. When you're kind of approaching creating content, learning content, particularly, there's obviously a lot of decisions that go into the deciding which media you're going to use. So I'm curious for you, what are some of the criteria that lead you to decide either like, hey, a GIF or GIF, if we want to have that debate, which we don't, a GIF is good, or if it should be a full video? Do you have any kind of like top of the head heuristics that you use or anything like that?
Yeah, well, for me, it was a lot of guess and check. I just kept thinking, okay, I've got this content and this message that I need to convey. I can do it quickly with a GIF and just say, here's a quick task that you can show. Here's a quick action you can do. Whereas a video is more, I mean, it's not super duper long. I don't recommend like really long videos, but something that's a little bit shorter. But a video has a more of a journey that it takes you on. It's not just one single thing all the time, technically. And so what I like about the GIFs is, hey, you want to learn how to apply a template? watch this GIF real quick. It's 15 seconds and it repeats. So you can always just capture it and it's on a loop. And so that's pretty nice. Whereas a video, you watch it, you can fast forward, rewind and all that good stuff.
So for you and your group that you work with, I've got to imagine, especially because you are working at such a large scale, right? There are so many different types of learners who are going to come through that content. Their experience levels probably are, it's like a great chasm, right? Like there's some that are, I've never used anything like this before ever, to like probably pretty technical in advance. When you're starting to break down like those decision points, are there considerations that you have that you think about showing something quick versus that idea of if they're taking them on a little bit of a journey with the video? But like, even compared to like, hey, let's use media, let's use a GIF, let's use video versus just text, which, and I don't want to say text is just universal, but there are some trade-offs there, like to text, you know, it's probably from a localization standpoint, you can edit text easier. Like there's all these things, but so why lean into these visual media?
For us, I'll just say it this way. I started with the text-based learning because I was the only person at ClickUp University. I was the only person at ClickUp creating the university at the time. So I was either doing video scripts. We had also had a creative team that we had in-house that we utilized, but they wanted the creative team to do all the video tutorial walkthroughs at first. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do text and image and GIF type of content in ClickUp University because it is so easy for me to go in and update when I need to. And ClickUp at the time, it was every single week we were shipping new features and it was just like, whew, it was a lot. I had to keep going into the onboarding content and changing that periodically as well. So I just kept thinking to myself, if I was doing this, you know, full time, just by myself, what would be the easiest route? Would it be text-based learning or would it be, you know, updating videos that have a little bit more of a production aspect to that? And the answer to me was text and GIFs. That was the easiest, quickest way to kind of update the product, make sure it was updated to the right specs.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right? Like if you got to go fast, it makes a lot of sense. So on this journey, obviously you've switched to some degree though, right? Because you're doing a lot more video and GIF. What has been the tipping point to bring you to that?
Well, there's a few things. Probably the biggest tipping point was back to those surveys. It's always about customer feedback, right? ClickUp is very much about product-led growth. And so we are as well at the customer education side of the, or we call it customer enablement at ClickUp. And we get all these surveys and people are like, more video, please. They're like, we love your text. However, we would just like a video on this topic. And so that's when we're like, okay, where can we add video? And so where I came in later is we had this initiative to do more use case-based content. And with use case-based content, it was specific, like I'm a marketer and I need to learn how to do campaigns in ClickUp. How am I going to do that? And so we would take them on a journey. We had multiple modalities. We had an e-learning course that we created that had text, images, GIFs, and some video, like setup aspects for video. And then we also had video courses that we created that were just, here is an example of a walkthrough demo. Just so people, if they wanted to see it, they could just watch it. And so we were actually seeing more and more people kind of lean towards that direction. Along with the surveys that we were receiving about video, like all the time, it was just really kind of a directive for us to say, okay, time to start doing more video on our side.
Well, I love that. I love that you're listening to your customers. You're hearing what they're saying they want and you were responding to that. Amazing. But there's a reality of then you had to do it. You had to put into practice those things. So I'm curious if someone's maybe at that same point, they're like, hey, we know our customers want more video. We want to do more video. What would you say to someone who's like, okay, I need to get past that tipping point, but I also need it to scale. What advice would you give to someone like that?
Well, let me just start off with this. At ClickUp, one of our core values is to grow 1% every day. And the way that I found that embodied within me was somebody once challenged me to do more motion graphic video, more evergreen style video that didn't happen to have all the product screens inside of it, but it had concepts. It was more conceptual. It was, hey, let me do some definitions for you. Let me show you some value. Find out how you can do that on a video. And then, you know, a screen share where you need to screen share, but just know that when you show a screen, that has a very limited shelf life. And so motion graphic videos, I've leaned in on this. The last couple of months, I've just been creating all types of like really fun, and I love them with a passion now. I can't go without using Camtasia because now I know how to do these motion graphic videos. I'm like using the motion, the motion paths. I'm doing custom animations and I'm adding different shapes and different, you know, elements and things like that. And it's a good way to do it because it's evergreen, because I can create these videos and I probably won't even need to redo them for a year or two.
Yeah, and that's a great shelf life. A year or two versus like every week. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine every week. I love that idea that you're talking about. Create evergreen content. Take these bigger kind of conceptual ideas and breaking them down versus just the step-by-step how-tos. And I'm guessing, is GIFs more step-by-step? Like one step, two step, maybe three steps come in? Or are you still leaning heavy to text there?
We actually do a combination. So I will show, and we use Articulate Rise, and I will show like a text image block, and it'll say, okay, if you want to go here and do this, follow these steps, one, two, three. And then on the right, there's a video of that same step path in those directions.
I want to change gears just a little bit. Still talking about videos and GIFs. I'm caught on this idea that you heard from your audience and you listen to them. And I think that's such an important quality in an organization, right? You've probably got companies you have dealt with and felt like they're not listening to me as a customer. So I love that. But I'm thinking about like from an engagement standpoint, here you are, you've got this audience who's saying, please give us more video. You're creating these conceptual evergreen concepts. How do you make sure that you, and we could define engagement probably in a lot of ways, but how do you make sure these videos are engaging them at that user level so that they're going to sit through it? They're going to watch it. They're going to get the information that one, you know they need, but two, you also, as much as you know they need it, you might have to convince them a little bit that it's worth the time, right? Because even if it's a 2-minute, 3-minute video, that's some time someone has to go, they have to be in the right place to find it. They have to have been willing to click the play button. They have to have been willing to actually focus and not do all the other stuff that's on this other screen, you know? So any thoughts on that and how you make sure you're moving videos and graphics and are helping engage your end learner?
Well, let's start by defining the types of learning that we'll use video for.
Yeah.
First off, we are big proponents of onboarding because that's our biggest thing is we have the most registrants. We have 10,000 learners a month on our university, and 7,500 of them are going directly to our onboarding videos, and they want something short. They want something snappy. They want something to the point and clear. And so we've seen that in the surveys. They've asked for that. And so what I would say is when you're talking about video, really, that's a great place to have more video, evergreen conceptual terms and concepts. Screen sharing walkthroughs, like skill-based onboarding, how you can get people up to speed and confident enough to use the system to be a little dangerous, but also just to be happy. We've got so many people saying, it was super clear, it was easy to follow, and we really love the pace. What I did in these videos was my colleague recorded them and screen shared them recording. And then I went through and did all the back-end production. And so we would zoom in on certain areas just to make it super clear. What I've found is when things are zoomed in on and there's call outs and there's really good graphics and things for people to review, they'll stay engaged. And to your point, we have our videos linked in Wistia. And we're seeing 95% view rates.
Wow.
Or along those lines. So it's pretty cool to see like people will click on it. They'll usually watch it most of the time all the way to the end, because these videos are no more than 3 minutes long, typically. Some are a little bit longer, but some are like 90 seconds. Some are 3 minutes. Some are 7 minutes, depending on the topic. But really, the onboarding component is really the best case for video. When you have more advanced concepts, that's where GIFs come in. Because like I was saying, use cases, we have a more advanced content. Like for us, there's this content, there's this concept or this feature called tasks and multiple lists. Well, that's an agile feature that people love, but people don't know how to use it. Or relationships. People don't know how to, or what the importance of relationships are. And then they don't know how to connect tasks to create these relationships and how it affects them and how it could actually help them to be more productive, because they can go in between these different tasks that are related immediately. And so it's just, it's good to see those on video. And we really do show a lot of those on GIFs. Like you can get it if you go through our course that's very GIF focused on relationships.
So you're giving the advanced users a gift. Sorry. Your dad and me couldn't help it. I'm sorry. But I love that, right? There's that you've created this delineation as a SaaS focused company. Onboarding, getting people into the tool, getting them going is super important. And not to say that those other things aren't, but it makes sense to me that looking at, hey, I want you to come in, and if you're at ground zero, know nothing, video is a quick way to kind of ramp up the knowledge, ramp up the understanding. Like you said, I've used tools that have this idea of relationships, and it's like, it took me so long to wrap my head around that. What is this thing? And I could see how video would be really helpful with that. But then the GIFs showing how it works, like how do you connect these things together in a way that is actually functional? So I love that. Next question, Greg, for you. I'm curious because you're obviously been doing a lot of video lately. You've moved from that writing, doing stuff to more video work. And I'm curious for you, what's your background journey been like as a video creator? Because I'm thinking someone's watching and saying, yeah, but man, Greg's awesome. But he's probably always done video. So I'm curious, what's your background in terms of going from like maybe not using video in this work to using a lot? Is it something that you've always been doing, or is it something you're self-taught? How'd you get good at this?
Yeah, so I would say it was self-taught. So just backtracking a little bit, about 10 years ago, just a little tidbit about me is I love to sing and I love music. Mm-hmm. And my buddy was actually looking to get into a video production as a company, as a product. He wanted to do music videos and he wanted to do wedding videography. That's kind of where the passion came in for video creation. And he and I created this video, kind of a silly video that actually almost went viral. And it was me singing With Arms Wide Open by Creed. And a lot of people were like, is this guy serious or is he joking? Because if he's serious, I feel sad for him, right? And so it's really funny because I did it as a complete joke, but people thought I was serious. And then it got caught up on a blog and people thought, man, people who didn't know me and didn't know the inside joke that I had with my friend, they just thought I was this sad, pathetic person. And it was really funny. But that was actually, just to get back to video, that was a video that we did. And I was like, you know, I love making video. I love doing this. So I started doing more and more like music style videos. But then I didn't really have a way to do this for my professional career. At the time, I was in sales. I was not in customer education or training. And what happened was, once I was training customers, I was in customer education while I was at MavenLink, we were able to get Camtasia. And that's when the magic happened. I was finally able to get back to making some video and having some fun there. But again, wanted to make these delightful experiences. But, you know, for me, I look back, I think I watched one of your previous episodes. Mm-hmm. And there was like, you know, you look back at the videos that you first create and you kind of cringe a little bit. That's me with MavenLink. I just kind of created these long videos. They were an hour long. They were very dry. It was like, how is this even engaging? And so just going on through my career, you know, I was making these videos, but I knew I wanted to make them better, you know. And then when getting to ClickUp, it's like practicing and practicing and practicing, getting this video creation down, video production down. And then knowing my audience, like my audience is a bunch of really smart, really tech savvy individuals. So they want to get to the point. And so for me, I was self-taught. So what I did is I would just actually look at Camtasia tutorials, or I would review, I would just go in and try it myself and practice the zooming and panning and things like that. And to where I could make a really good video now and make it branded and everything. So I would say that I was really self-taught with that. But over the years, I've also had more access to better things that complement Camtasia.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, I do use Snagit to put into a Camtasia video at times. So sometimes there's like a GIF that's going at the same time of me talking through a video. I also use Canva as another tool that you create different designs and motion graphics and things like that that you can add to Camtasia. And then also Figma, ClickUp. We use Figma all the time because we have custom branded assets that I then take, I put into sometimes Canva or just go straight into Camtasia. And we use those. So I've been able to create this really great custom branded, effectively produced video for my customers. So it's been a lot of fun. And I've like just found this passion for it. And even lately, I've been just like, I'm even on paternity, I'm like, man, I want to keep going. So I'm like looking at how I can do just other, I can just practice different techniques and different things.
Yeah.
So while I'm off. So it's kind of a way to grow 1% for me.
I love that journey. I think we all have those journeys, and we definitely all have those videos we look back at and just be like, that was not, I even make some of those today. I mean, let's be fair. I still occasionally crank one out and I'm like, oh gosh, what was I doing? So, well, Greg, I have enjoyed this part of our conversation, but it is time. We're going to move into our speed round questions. For those who are new to the show, speed round questions are meant to be quick questions with quick answers. So let's go ahead and dive in. You know, that was made in Camtasia. That's the secret.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Greg, for those that don't know, we also roll a die to determine. I've got 12 questions here, and I don't know what we're going to ask. So let's go ahead and switch over to our dice cam, looking fancy with the angles. And I found a die that actually looks decent on camera, and that is an 11. Okay, Greg, if you had to pick an image that represents you, what is that image of?
Man, an image that represents me?
Could be anything.
You know, I would just say somebody laughing. Because I love to have a good time and very, very humorful. I, love to laugh. And sometimes when people hear my laugh, they'll start laughing.
Yes. A good time. I'm glad it's not the cat. I'm hanging in their poster. Cause that'd tell a very different story.
No.
So, all right, Greg, next die roll. Cause like I said, these are quick and fast. Here we go. Nice. And it's a 5. Okay. This is a little bit more serious one. If you could acquire any new skill, what would it be and why? Any new skill?
I would love to learn how to code. I know that ChatGPT is out there, but still, for me, I think coding would be something that would be an unbelievably valuable thing for me. It would help me create more video and integrate more content into websites and things like that. And that was one of the things at ClickUp as well that was really sorely needed that I could not provide at the time. Mm-hmm. And still. So that would be something that I would want to learn.
Super valuable. Definitely a good skill. Good choice. All right. We got one more die roll. Here we go. What's it going to be? So you got to look at the dot, and if the dot's at the bottom, and that's the number. So it's a 9. Thinking about your career so far, probably got a lot of career left, just like me. But what's one thing that you are most proud of your career so far?
One thing I'm proud of with my career so far, I would say it was the monetized certifications that we built. I know it has video in it, mm-hmm. but it was one of the certificates that we built at MavenLink that we were able to monetize. And I just remember seeing that first order that I didn't have to go in and search for. It was just a self-serve order of a certificate. And it just felt really great. But you know, now that I'm thinking about it, if I can do one more, it would be winning that golden skillet. You know, so when we want it.
Give some context. What is a golden skillet? So for those that don't know.
Golden skillet is like it's just an award that Skilljar, the LMS that we use at ClickUp, they have this annual conference every year called Connect, and they give out these golden skillets because they display excellence in customer education. And it was really cool because when we started day one at ClickUp, we got Skilljar. I was so excited. And then we launched it within about 100 days. And then after that, we just kept building on it and building on it and building on it. And we got in touch with Skilljar, and then they actually awarded us the excellence in customer innovation, which is what we've got the skillet for. Nice. But it was just really great. It was so much fun. It was such a highlight of my career, just being up on that stage.
That was last year, right?
That was last year, yeah.
2022, and I got to see that. So yeah, it was a great moment. So, well, Greg, it has been just a pleasure to talk with you. As always, something I'm always looking forward to whenever I get a chance. But before we wrap up, if someone wanted to connect with you, they want to see maybe some of the work that you've been doing, what you're talking about, where can they find you?
You can connect with me on LinkedIn, you know, linkedin.com/in/GDMead, GDMEAD. And yeah, that's a great place. Let's connect there. And I've also got a YouTube, but I'm still working on adding a few things to the YouTube here. I may start doing like side projects of motion graphic videos on the side for different people and companies.
Yeah.
And so if you're interested in that, feel free to connect.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, as we wrap up every show, of course, we're always so grateful for our guests, but we like to ask them, what is their final take? So Greg, what's your final take from this episode?
Final take, listen to your customers. Video for onboarding content and evergreen content, and GIFs for more advanced content, text-based content, or harder, more advanced concepts.
Perfect. I love it. Nice and concise, to the point, like very directive. It's good advice. You know it is. Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining me today in the Visual Lounge.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody. So you heard it. Look, you've got these great tools at your disposal to help you to make better content for your customer's journey, whether they're onboarding or whether they're getting to that certification. You can use video and GIFs to enhance the message that you want to give. And as Greg said it, we didn't ask him to say this. I'm so grateful that he said it, though. If you're looking for a tool to help you do that, Camtasia, hands down, is a great way. Now, look, I know I work for the company, and you're probably saying, well, Matt, you work for the company. You have to say it. I can guarantee that if I ever leave TechSmith, I will go and ask for Camtasia in that job, because guess what? It is such a valuable tool to help you make videos, images, especially when it comes to customer education. You're connecting with Outbound. You're talking about software. There's this beautiful blend of things that it can do. Then you bring in Snagit. You bring in the asset library. You bring in Audit. You've got this great kind of compounding effect of these great tools. So with that said, if you've got comments, you got feedback you want to leave for us, make sure you email me at thevisuallounge@techsmith.com. Of course, you can always like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow on your favorite podcasting platform, anywhere. We're there, Spotify, Apple, well, Google's going away, but it'll be YouTube. We are everywhere that you might want to be and listen to us. And we appreciate, of course, everyone taking time out of their busy days to give us a little chance. It'll be a voice in your ear. So, you know, Greg mentioned this, and so he said it so well. They have this motto at ClickUp, get 1% better every day. We ascribe to that here at the Visual Lounge. So make sure you take a little time to level up every single day. Thanks, everybody.